Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, u'b'siyato d'shmayim merubo. We're about to begin Parshas Tazria, which on a shana mu'beres, a leap year, is laying on its own before Pesach, and on a shana pshuto, a regular year, it's laying together, Tazria and Metzora, after Pesach. Parshas Tazria can be divided into eight topics. Topic number one, Tumas Yoledes. A woman who gives birth is Tmeya for a certain amount of days, as we will see. Topic number two, Negoim, or Tzora'as. If a person has a white spot on his skin, under certain circumstances, he will become Tomei. Topic number three, details of that Tumo, Michias Bosol Chai, and Kuloi Hofach Lovon. Topic number four, what happens if that Nega Tzora'as appears on a Shchin, or a Michvo, a boil or a burn that's in the process of healing? It has its unique halachos. Topic number five, Nigei HaRosh VaZokon. If a person has a bald spot from the hair on his head or the hair on his beard, under certain circumstances, that's another type of Tumas Tzora'as. Topic number six, Nigoim that are Tehoirim and will not be Metame, the person that has it. Topic number seven, the halachos of a Metzoiro. Topic number eight, Tzora'as HaBeged. What happens if the Tzora'as comes to a clothing article? And let us begin b'siyato d'shmaya, the first topic of Parshas Tazria, Tumas Yoledes. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe le'mor, daber el b'nei Yisrael le'mor, isho ki sazri'a v'yoledo zachor v'tomeo shiv'as yomim, ki mei nidas devoiso titmo. Says Hashem to Moshe, tell b'nei Yisrael the following, a woman who conceives and gives birth to a boy, she will be Tomei for 7 days, the same level of Tuma that a Nida has, a woman who sees Dam during her monthly period. Those halachos, we did not know yet. We will find out about that at the end of Parshas Metzora, and that's what the Torah is referring to over here. That Nida, at the end of Parshas Metzora, this Tumas Yoledes has the same level Tuma as she does. What does the word Devoiso mean? Rashi will tell us Tupshot. Says Rashi, Isha Kisazria, Omer Rabbi Simloi, Shem Sheitziroso Ishal Odom Achar Kol Behemo Chayavoy B'Maise Bereshis. Just as man was created after all the animals and birds, so too, Kach Tiroso Nisparsho Achar Toiras Behemo Chayavoy. So too, its halochos, man's halochos of Tumah V'Taharo, which is the topic of the next two parshiyos, Tazria and Metzoiro, was also said after the halochos of the animals and birds that were allowed to eat, that we discussed in Parsha Shmini. Ki sazria, a woman who conceives, a necessary process for giving birth, but nothing to do with our topic. We're talking about Tumas later. Why does the Torah mention the woman's conception? And for Rashi le'rabois, this is coming to include, she'afilu yoldosei mochui, even if a woman miscarries earlier on in the stage of pregnancy, when the vlad is still a mush, didn't even form into a baby. Once he's 40 days past conception, shenimcho v'naso kein zera imoy tmeya ledo. The mother will become tumas ledo, even though she didn't give birth to a viable child, not even a form of a child. Nevertheless, it's metameir. Kimei nidas devoiso titmo, kiseida kol tumo hamura benido, Mitama b'tumas ledo. The same halacha is of a tumas nida, which we'll learn about at the end of Parshas Metzora. The same halacha is applied to a tumas ledo. Va'afilo niftach hakeva b'lo idam. Even if her womb opened up to give birth without any blood whatsoever, nevertheless, she's tomei tumas ledo. Devoiso, loshen dovor azov migufo. Rashi's first pshat is the word devoiso means blood that oozes out of her body. Switch the Dalet for a Zion and the Vov for a vase, which means Zov oozing. This is not referring to Leda, because as Rashi says, by Leda you don't need anything to ooze out of her body to be Metamaher. This is Nidas Devoiso. That's Metamaher by a Nida. Loshen Acher, a second pshat. Loshen Mad V'Vechoyli. It comes from the word sickness. Shein Isha Royodam Meshaloi Techele Roisho Ve'Ivoreo Kveidim Oleo. Usually, a woman who gets her period feels somewhat sickly. Her head and her body feels heavy, a sick type of feeling.
And
And on the eighth day of this child's birth, you have to give him a bris milah. L'chayr, this pasuk is parenthetical. It's not our topic now. Our topic is tumas leida. Bris milah we saw in Parshas Lech Lecha. Nevertheless, Chazal darshan what it's doing over here to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the celebration of their bris milah on the eighth day in order that this woman, who was tomei for 7 days, and besides for being tomei, she is also usher to her husband. But once she goes to the mikvah after 7 days, she is now mutter to her husband, and this way the celebration of the bris milah by Yom HaShmini will be complete. Posuk Daled u'shloishim yoyim u'shloishes yomim teshev bidmei tohara b'chol kodesh lo yisigo v'la mikdosh lo yisavoy ad melo yisimei tohara. And for the next 33 days, any dam she sees is going to be tohor, provided she went to the mikvah after 7 days. And more halachos regarding these 33 days, but first a hakdama. We learned in last week's parasha, parasha Shmini, the concept called a tvul yoim. If somebody, for instance, touches a nevela or a sheretz, and he goes to the mikvah on that day, he is still somewhat tomei. Namely, he still needs harev shemesh. He's not completely tor until nightfall. During that day, while he's a tvul yoim, he's allowed to eat maisel sheni, but he may not eat truma or kodshim until nightfall. For certain tumois, he'll have to wait till the next day until he brings his korbanos in order to eat kodshim. Says the Torah, this yoledes, who went to the mikvah after 7 days of being tmeya, she is a tvulas yoim oroich. She has a long stage called tvul yoim, while a regular tumor has just from when he went to the mikvah until nightfall. This woman has 33 days to be a tvulas yoim. And what is the dinner of a tvul yoim? They may not eat kodshim or truma or enter the Beis HaMikdash. And that is what the Torah is telling us. B'chol kodesh loisiga, although the word loisiga literally translates into not touching, Rashi tells us over here it means not eating. She may not eat kodshim or truma. V'la mikdash loisava, she may not enter the Beis HaMikdash. Ad melois yemei tahara, until her days of tahara, namely these 33 days, are complete. Says Rashi, teshev, referring to the word teshev bidmei tohara. The word teshev literally means to sit. It doesn't mean she has to sit for 33 days. Rather, ein teshev eloshen akovo, she has to wait for 33 days. Kamoi vat teshev bekodesh, vat vayeshev eloi nemamre, doesn't mean they sat, it means they dwelled, they waited. Bidmei tohara, afal pishero yodam, tohoiro. Even if she sees dam during these 33 days, after she went to the mikvah, after 7 days, all that dam will not be metame her, it's dam toihal. Bidmei tohoro, Rashi notices a difference. The word bidmei tohoro, there is no mapek hey in the tohoro. As opposed to the last words in the pasuk, yimei tohoro, there's a mapek hey. Why the difference? It says Rashi, bidmei tohoro loy mapek hey, because vahu shem dovo, kemoi toihal, it's a noun. As if it says, dmei toihal, dam that's tohor, mashenken yimei tohoro. Mapik hey, because it's the possessive. Yimei toyar shelo, her days of tahara. Lo yisigo azhora le'oichel. This is referring to somebody eating kodshim. K'moy sheshnuye be'evomes, because the Gemara compares the two isurim. It says lo b'chol kodesh lo yisigo next to ve'la mikdash lo yisavoy. Just ve'la mikdash lo, just like ela mikdash lo yisavoy. It's referring to something that when done b'mezid is chayv kores. So to b'chol kodesh lo yisiga must be referring to something when done b'mezid is chayv koris. And a tomei who touches kodshim is not chayv koris. Only a tomei who eats kodshim is chayv koris. And that's how we know that this loisiga is referring to eating. Bechol kodesh, what is the bechol b'marbe? L'rambo is a truma. She also may not eat truma. And now Rashi explains what's going on over here. What is this 33 days about that she's, on the one hand, Mutar Labailov, and she's Mutar to eat Maizer Sheni, but on the other hand, she may not eat Kochim Truma and enter the Beis HaMikdosh. Says Rashi, Lefisha Zu Tvulas Yoim Oroich. She is a long Tvul Yoim. She Tovlo Losev Shiva, but Veim Shim Shomariv Letaharo, Achkiya Sachama Shal Yoim Arboim. The Harev Shemesh namely the nightfall that we discussed in Parashat Shmini, by her only happens at the end of the 40 days from the birth, or at the end of the 33 days starting the Yemei Taharo. Shelemocho tovi es kaporas taharoso. The next day, on the 41st day, she will bring her kobonos that we'll soon see, and then she will be allowed to eat kochim. Truma she could eat as soon as nightfall comes. Kochim she has to wait for her kobonos. Posuk hei vim nekeva seileid v'tomeo shivu'ayim k'nidoso v'shishim yoim v'sheish yomim teishei v'al demei toharo. And if she gives birth to a girl, everything is doubled. She is tomei for 2 weeks, 14 days, the same level tuma as a nido. And then the Yemei Tahara are 66 days. For 66 days, all dam that she sees will be tohor. And although the Torah doesn't speak it out over here, but the same halacha applies. For those 66 days, she is a tvulas yoim oroich. She may not eat truma or kochim or enter the Beis HaMikdosh. Posuk vav uvim lo is yemei tohoro levein oi levas tovi keves ben shenosoi loi lo uven yoino oisur lechatos el pesach oi hel moi eid elak oi hein. And when she finished counting her tahara days, whether for a boy or for a girl, 33 days for a boy and 66 days for a girl, or a total of 40 days for a boy and a total of 80 days for a girl, then she has to bring korbanos on the 41st or on the 81st day. What does she have to bring? She has to bring a sheep within its year for a korban oilo, and a ben yoinoi toil, a dove or a pigeon, for a chatos to the entrance of a oil moy to the koyan. Posuk zayin v'inkrivo lifnei adonai v'chiper oleho v'toharo mimekoyr domeho. And the Kohen shall bring this korban in front of Hashem and be mechaper on her, and then she will become tohor from the source of her blood. Even though, like Rashi mentioned above, to become tumas leida, it has nothing to do with blood. Even yoledes beloy dam, she will become tumas leida, but it means from the source of the blood, namely her womb that gave birth. That's what caused her to become tomei, and now she will become tohor from that tumah. This is the halacha of a woman who gives birth to a boy or a girl. Says Rashi, v'ikrivoi. On posuk vov we said two korbanos. It should have said v'ikrivom, plural. What's v'ikrivoi? Limedcha, this teaches us shein me'akvo le'achol v'kodshim elo echod mehem. In order to eat kodshim, all you need is one korban. Of course, she has to bring both korbanos. But starting from when can she eat kodshim? After one of them was brought. Ve'ezehu, which one? Zechatos. How do I know? Shenema v'chiper oleho hakoyen v'toheiro. Mishu bo lechaper. No one that's being mechaper. Boy, ha'taharo tluyo. It says v'chiper oleho v'toharo. The kaporo, namely the chatos, that causes her taharo. If the Torah is telling you now that she brought the korbanos, now she is tohor, that means until now she was tmeo. I in posuk dalid it says ad melois yemei tohoro, until the days are complete. Sounds like as soon as harav shemesh, as soon as nightfall comes on the 40th day, she is tohoro. The Torah says that's regarding eating truma. But regarding eating kolchim, she needs a korban. Michlal dad shadkan, he kriyat tmeya regarding eating kolchim. For kolchim, she needs a korban. Posuk ches veim lo yisim tso yodo deise velo kechoshet deisoirim oi shenei bene yoino echod lo oilo vechod lechatos vechiper oleho hakoyhein vetoheiro. But if the woman is poor, she doesn't have enough money, she can't afford a sheep, then she should bring two pigeons or two doves. One of them will be an oilo and the other a chatos. And the kohen shall do the same kapar on her, and then she'll become tohor. Says Rashi, echol oilo vechol chatos. Although it says oilo first and then chatos, loigdima akosuv elo mikro. It's only written that way. But lamaisa, which one do you bring first? Avolah krovo, chatos koidem loilo, a chatos comes first. Kach shnuya bezvochim beperakol adodio, And Rashi quoted this above. We learned it above in Parshat Vayikra. In the Parsha of Chatos, Oile v'yoyred, Perek Hei, Posuk Ches, there also it says, you bring the Chatos before the Oile. Adkan, the first topic of Parshat Tazria, Tumas Yoyledes.